That's right. A special third hour of The Bottom Line today here on News Radio 610 KONA, brought to you by Perfection Tire in the Tri-Cities. Ed Dawson, Rob Francis in Olympia for the Tri-Cities Legislative Day at the State Capitol. And we've got more guests, and we're going to head back to the 8th Legislative District. And Senator Sherrod Brown, Rob, got two hours in the books. We got one more to go.
I was going to say, you almost said two more hours. I was like, wait a second, somebody didn't let me know we're going until 7 tonight?
No, just one more hour to go.
Senator Sherrod Brown from the 8th Legislative District joining us. Senator, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
Huge shout out to KONA for doing this here today. I mean, you could really catch the energy of what's going on in Olympia, and thank you. It's great to have you guys here today.
So you've had a pretty good day today.
It's been a day. It's been an interesting day, that's for sure.
Three bills moving forward, all dealing with energy. Let's start with 6430, because there was an amendment by the committee that came into this bill. So talk to us a little bit about what the aim of the bill is, and then what was it that was amended to allow passage.
So you're talking about the blockchain bill.
This would bring waste byproducts.
This is industrial symbiosis.
Yes.
Okay, so.
See, when you have a lot of them passing, you get confused.
I even made a list and I forgot to open my phone. So, yeah, industrial symbiosis. This is a great concept, but it requires a lot of advanced planning. So industrial symbiosis is actually the intentional co-location of companies so that one company can use the byproduct of another company, and it just continues right in like a ring. So you need the intentional co-location of companies whose manufacturing products can be used down the line. And we actually do a little bit of this in Kennewick, because at Columbia Gardens, they did a pre-treatment waste plant for the wine refuse that was coming off. And so they're pre-treating it before it hits the sewer. So before it hits the where they further clean it up. And so this would be a bill that directs the Department of Commerce to continue studying the issue and to pick certain projects, or actually have kind of like a bidding process for certain projects across the state, so that we can intentionally co-locate these companies so that we can minimize waste.
So what was the amendment to the bill? Do you recall?
You got to ask that. Okay. So there is a longstanding tradition in the Senate whereby when we have work groups established, the leaders of both caucuses traditionally choose who gets to be on the work group. Our current lieutenant governor wants to have the ability to make those appointments. Our stance is that we want to continue with the longstanding tradition in the Senate, because we firmly believe that the leaders of each caucus and the leaders in the House understand their members and the subject matter expertise that the members bring to the table. So we have had an occasion where certain members have been appointed to committees where there wasn't a good fit. And so if you keep the ability to make that appointment within the leader's domain, they are going to pick people that are going to do really great things on those task force.
Well, because they know their members. They know where their strengths are. They know where their weaknesses are. The lieutenant governor, to me, the first thought would come to my mind would be this is something to use as a political tool, not necessarily for the best interest of the work group.
And that would be unfortunate if this bill, which is a hugely bipartisan bill, and we have worked very hard to work with the other side, address some of their concerns, it'd be really unfortunate for this to get caught up as a political football for that purpose.
I'm just shaking my head, Ed.
Keep shaking.
I'm just shaking my head. It sounds, again, and unfortunately, it sounds like something that the guy without the word lieutenant in front of his name does as well. And when he doesn't get his way or he wants to assert his authority, he will turn around and say, well, I want to be a six-year-old in the corner. And until you give me what I want, I'm going to be a six-year-old in the corner.
And it's really unfortunate, because I'm elected to come here and do policy. And when you start to play around with bills like this because of a political issue, it takes away from the functioning of what we're supposed to be doing here. And that is so irritating to me because, you know what, that gets back to what happens in Washington, D.C. And I've always prided myself that in Olympia, we actually get stuff done.
Now, a couple of the other bills that made it through today, we talked a little bit when we had you on last time about the blockchain bill, and this moving forward is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it really is. This is groundbreaking for the state of Washington. You know, blockchain is a technology that's actually developed here in the state of Washington. Yet, as we've discussed on your show before, we hadn't really embraced the technology with regard to the state acknowledging that it's a valid form of technology. So this takes that concept and expands on it further, and it's really exciting, and we've been tweeted out by GeekWire across the U.S. because as we do so many groundbreaking things here in the state of Washington, let's continue and let's keep these software developers that are doing this good work here in the state of Washington.
You know, the other thing too, I think with this, it's that's interesting, and we spoke with Representative Behnke in the last hour about his bill that he gave you and Representative Clippert credit for helping move forward with the, as far as the Space Academy and everything else. This is another piece of legislation that we look at what we have in the state of Washington. We look at what we have, something that we can build on, and we could turn around and be a leader nationwide in something like this.
We have the human capital, particularly in the Tri-Cities. And it's really, you know, we talk about the silver tsunami, and actually we've got people that are leaving the state for better opportunities elsewhere. Let's keep people in the Tri-Cities. Let's keep people in the state of Washington. I have another bill that actually moved out of Senate Ways and Means this past week, which is called Dynamic Fiscal Notes, because the state has not been very receptive to funding any kind of economic development projects. I've had several pieces of legislation in the past, and they've all landed with just a thud. Nobody seemed to really want to fund those. If we look at the way that we fund certain things and we're able to take in the dynamic impact of that as opposed to what we do right now, we'll have a much more accurate determination of the revenues that are going to come back to the state.
You know, it would be very interesting to see a study done on the return on investment in what we have done with taxpayer dollars, because just off the top of my head, and I know and we talked with a few lawmakers earlier, regarding increasing taxes to deal with homelessness, increasing taxes to deal with this. Well, the amount of money that we're spending on these things, where are we seeing ground gained? And so how, I mean, we keep raising taxes, we keep seeing bills coming forward, hitting businesses, hitting people, hitting the pumps, hitting everything else. We're taking more money, but where are we putting it to show that we're getting something out of it?
That's why, man, oh man, I'm lobbying hard and fast for dynamic fiscal notes, because across the board, it will unravel that story. And that's what I say about homeless. You know, we spend almost $2 billion an annum on homeless housing or homeless issues. And where is that money being spent? I'd like to have some accountability, because we want to provide appropriate resources for our homeless people. And if we're putting significant amount of resources into the budget already and it's not yielding the results, we need to do a lessons learned and find out where is it that we should be putting the money.
And where is the money gone that we've spent?
Yeah, thank you. If we had dynamic fiscal notes, the agencies would be required to report back to us and tell us.
You do realize they do not want this.
They do not want this at all. No, they don't. No, and that's part of the frustration as a budget writer, to have the agencies constantly just buck the system. There's no accountability there at all.
Senator Sharon Brown, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and certainly wish the best of luck. Because we need to find out what's happening with our money.
Yeah,
and we need accountability for it. So please keep fighting that fight.
All right. Thanks for having me. Thanks for being here, you guys. It's awesome.
It's a pleasure always. Senator Sharon Brown, 8th Legislative District, joining us coming up. We're going to talk with Representative Bill Jenkin from the 16th Legislative District. We still have Representative Jeremy Dufault on deck. And then we will wrap things up with the world's oldest Eagle Scout, Representative Brad Clippert from the 8th Legislative District.
And more of the special 3-hour Bottom Line here on News Radio 610 KONA after this.